The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I told you about this story back in May. A Christian organization down in Texas had applied for tax exemption with the IRS. They're non-political, but they are Bible-based. And you may remember that they received a letter of denial from the Internal Revenue Service, and Internal Revenue Service told them that their Bible-based Christian teaching, and now I'm quoting from Internal Revenue, are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates. Do you remember the story? Again, the IRS, in their denial letter, said that the Christian group, because of its Bible-based Christian teachings, are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates, and because of that, their tax-exempt request was denied. Well, there has been a lot of pushback. There has been a lot of outrage. Liberty Institute and First Liberty petitioned the IRS to change their mind, to reverse themselves. Well, here's the good news. Yesterday, this organization down in Texas received this letter without any explanation from Internal Revenue. Again, this came just yesterday. Dear applicant, we're pleased to tell you that we determined you're exempt from federal income tax under Internal Revenue Code Section 501c3. The name of the group is Christians Engaged. And again, Texas-based Christian company organization. The letter did not mention the previous denial. The letter did not offer an explanation for the reversal. The letter did not offer an apology, but even so, Christians Engaged and First Liberty, that was representing them, is rejoicing. Lee Patterson, counsel for First Liberty Institute, said, quote, This is truly great news for our client, as well as religious organizations and churches across America. We are grateful the IRS changed course to bring its decision into line with the Constitution and its own regulations. The president of the organization, again, the name is Christians Engaged, released this statement. I am incredibly thankful to the IRS for doing the right thing. And we look forward to continuing our mission of educating more followers of Jesus to pray for our nation and to be civilly engaged when we stand up. Our republic works for all Americans. Now, again, no apology, no explanation, just a letter saying, dear applicant, we're pleased to tell you we're determined you're exempt from federal income tax. That is, it's bizarre, but it's good news. This is also bizarre, but it's not good news. The Tokyo Olympics has been in the planning stages for a long, long time. It was supposed to be held in Tokyo a year ago. It was postponed because of COVID. So Tokyo has had an unusually long time to prepare, a full year longer than probably in, well, most Olympics in the modern history of the Olympics. But this morning, completely shocked others, didn't, some other people, but they have announced today. And when does it start? July 23rd. They start. Opening ceremonies are the 23rd, which is 2 weeks. They announced this morning, no spectators. Zero, zip, zilch, nada, nope. No spectators whatsoever. And the first thing, Joy and I heard this morning, and we thought, really? What about people who have purchased plane tickets? What about people who have reserved hotel rooms, the rental cars, and so forth? Yeah, too bad. The official statement said, it is regrettable that we are delivering the games in a very limited format facing the spread of coronavirus infections. President Seiko Hashimoto said following talks between government officials, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic and Paralympic representatives, quote, I am sorry to those who purchased tickets and everyone in local areas. Prime Minister Suga explained that it's essential to prevent Tokyo from becoming the breeding ground for another wave of cases as the more infectious Delta variant has been spreading there, local news reported. Wow. 2 weeks ahead? They cancel all spectators? Can you imagine what this is going to do, to the local economy, but also the family members, people from all over the world that had made plane reservations, plans to be there, and so forth. From one news source, medical experts have been saying for weeks that no spectators would prove the least risky option. And in this whole story, that's the part that bothers me more than anything else. We are moving into a world where you have to eliminate all risk. It's what happened here in America with all of the lockdowns, which we now know the lockdowns didn't work. We have abundant evidence that the lockdowns here in America didn't accomplish anything. In fact, they were probably counterproductive. Keeping the kids out of schools, shutting down the public schools, caused much more harm than if the kids had been allowed to go to school. And again, we know that now. We are certain of that. But it was all about risk. Folks, life is filled with risk. You don't want to take unnecessary risk, obviously. But there is no such thing as a risk-free world. And I think it's just incredibly sad that 2 weeks out, the Tokyo Olympics will be without spectators. To be really honest, when we learned that transgender athletes, biological males are going to be allowed to compete against biological females, I lost most of my interest in the Olympics anyway, sadly.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Some days, you know, when I finish the program at 6 o'clock, some days I feel bad because it seems like I report a lot of bad news, because there's a lot of bad news in the world. We're living in a broken, evil, fallen world, and we have been told in Scripture for centuries, things are going to get worse on this planet before Jesus returns. We've been warned about that. Now, there are some who subscribe to a theology that says things are just going to get better and better and better and better and better and better. And things are going to get so wonderful that Jesus comes back and establishes his kingdom. Now, I respect and honor people who have that theology. But my comment, look around. It ain't happening. Things will get better here and there. We have a glimmer of hope, a bit of revival here and there. But overall, this world is going to get worse, folks. And one of the reasons for that, we are not to get too enamored with this world. We're not to sink our roots too deep. I have started and stopped working on a sermon for years, and I got to finish it one of these days. But the sermon is the things I learned from children's songs. I grew up in a Bible-believing church, grew up in a Christian home, learned all of the songs that people of my generation learned as children. And as I look back, they were deep and rich in theology. Now listen, there is nothing deeper theologically than Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Nothing deeper theologically than that. And then there's, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. That is so theologically sound. This world is not my home. And we are not to sink our roots too deep in the stuff of this world. Because even if we live to be 90 or even 100, it is nothing compared to eternity. Now, I said all of that to get to some really good news. I love it when I can report good news. And it's about the Ark Encounter down in northern Kentucky and the Creation Museum. Now, they had to shut down like everybody else because of the pandemic, and it was bad, bad news for a time. But they are up and running at full capacity. And get this, they are seeing record crowds already. Attendance is returning to pre-pandemic levels at the Ark and the Creation Museum. And on some days, they are actually experiencing record crowds. Not only that, good news, they're going to expand the Ark Encounter. I can't wait to get down there. Today is the 5th anniversary. I had the privilege of being one of only two live radio broadcasts from the Ark Encounter on the day that they opened. It was such a privilege. Myself, Bill Bunkley, that I guest host for occasionally in Tampa, Bill and I were the only radio outlets there on the day of the opening. I can't believe that's been 5 years ago. And I can't wait to get back because they have expanded it so much. Well, they have announced now that they're going to build a Tower of Babel attraction. Now, you might say, why would they do the Tower of Babel? Here is the main reason: to tackle racism. They want to give scientific proof that all people on planet Earth have developed from one biological race, that the human race is one race. Get this, a Christian organization, they're going to raise millions of dollars to build a Tower of Babel for the main purpose of proving that we are all one race, to combat racism. They're planning other expansions, a scale model of Jerusalem at the time of Jesus, which will be a massive indoor exhibit. Just so much good news. Last week, Attractions Magazine named the Ark Encounter, quote, the most popular attraction in the entire state of Kentucky. Oh, the doomsdayers were saying, it's going to fold up, it's a hoax. Well, it hasn't folded up. It is bringing millions and millions of dollars into the local economy. And again, it was just named the most popular attraction in the state of Kentucky. And it was named that by Kentucky's Attractions Magazine, not some Christian. No. It was also declared North Kentucky's leading faith-based destination in America. God bless Ken Ham and the folks down at Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum. May their tribe increase.